Welcome.
I'm Maru.
I'm Katie.
We are video game enthusiasts, and this is Out of the Sandbox. Sandbox is a podcast where we share reviews written by people like you. Well, maybe not exactly like you. On each episode, we will pick a game and try to find some middle ground between the reviews we read here and our own experiences as players of the game. If you're not that familiar with gaming and you find yourself listening to this podcast and wondering, okay, what on earth is a sandbox? Here's what we can tell you about it. In gaming, a sandbox is a style of game in which the gamer is allowed to roam and change a virtual world at will. In contrast to a progression-style game, a sandbox game emphasizes exploring as main experience. And that is exactly what we're going to do here. We will explore video games ourselves and share our own thoughts with you. We would also like to say that this is the very first podcast we make, so we sorta have no idea what we're doing here. We're not video game critics or professionals of the industry, but like many of yourselves, we love playing video games. So let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope you have a great time, just like we did recording this. The game we picked is Don't Starve. It's a game that came out in 2013, was it?
Yeah.
It's a game by Clay Entertainment, which is the same studio that made Oxygen Not Included. And it's a survival game. Some people say it's a survival horror game. I don't think it is. But, you know. In the game, you play as Wilson, a scientist who is transported to a dark and dangerous world. Your only instructions are to find something to eat before nightfall. From then on, you'll have to explore the world and use the elements around you to survive for as long as you can, by crafting items, structures, and especially not starving.
Also, this whole podcast will not be spoiler-free. Usually when we do the games, we have played them, or one of us has played them. So, there will be spoilers. But Don't Starve is kind of a game where, like, it's hard to spoil it.
Yeah, I mean, every time you play, it's different. The world around you is generated differently every time. Want to start with the reviews?
Which one are we starting with, the good or the bad?
I say the bad reviews.
The bad reviews? Okay, well, mine's really
the
short.
Good.
So my bad review from Don't Starve is off Steam, and it is just one, it's one sentence, and it says, not recommend it. It's not a good game because my friend Rush likes it, and everything he likes is casual garbage.
That is so mean.
That's it.
That's it?
Yep, that's the whole.
Wait, does it say how many hours this person played?
4.9 hours on record.
Oh my god.
So
what was it, garbage?
Yeah, casual garbage.
Oh, okay.
He played it long enough to probably do one round and then was like, you know what, everything Rush likes is casual garbage.
Oh, that was a good bad review.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. My turn. Okay. I'm going with a little bit longer review from J.M. Hoffer at Metacritic. And I honestly think, have you watched The Office?
Yes.
Okay. Dwight? I mean, you know who he is?
Dwight. I know Dwight.
Okay, I think he wrote this review.
I'm so glad.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Here it goes. As is typical for survival games, completely retarded. It takes 3 weeks to starve to death, not a few days. We all know that.
A medical professional.
Fresh water is much more important. I don't think in the game you can actually get water.
You can't. You can't even swim.
Exactly. Okay, so this person knows what they're talking about. Fresh water is much more important. The rapidly dropping mental strength is also ridiculous. Mental strength typically increases in a survival situation over time as a person comes to accept their fate and simply begins working on necessities. Contrary to popular belief, humans are very good survivors. Science structure is also idiotic. So, what is so difficult about chopping down a tree, propping it up, and then sleeping underneath for shelter?
Well,
why is there no mental boost from fire? Total immersion loss at all times. Could not enjoy, would not recommend.
I want him to review every survival game out there.
I know.
And be like, okay, this is what's wrong.
I didn't check if they reviewed any other game, but I'm pretty sure they did. Well.
Well, like, that's the point of a game. It's not supposed to be, like, real.
Exactly. And I mean, if you play the game, you know, just from the art, you know it's not going to be realistic.
Yeah, I mean, it's all. Tim Burton. It's Tim Burton styled.
Exactly. So yeah, that was my bad review. It got 0 points out of 10.
Oh
yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. So do you want to read your good review now?
I have a good review and it is longer. So
okay.
This is highly recommended. I covered up how many hours they played because I had to write the name of the game on it, but...
Okay.
The review says, "So the winter is almost over, and thanks to the crock pot, I'm doing pretty good. And then the hounds came. I heard their howls in advance and prepared myself to deal with them by equipping my spear and grass armor. The beasts arrived, and they numbered at least 6. The ghost of my dead sister tried protecting me, but the beasts overwhelmed her. But not before
so dramatic.
I know. But not before she took down 2 of them. Unwilling to give up, I ran a short way to a pack of beefalo. I knitted the hounds through the pack and made them fight each other. I survived the hounds, but how long will it be until something else gets the best of me?"
Oh my god. Is that how it ends?
There's more. But that's the end of the dramatics. This game is amazing. It's hard, but with knowledge, you can survive. I feel that there is a little luck involved. Either you learn how to survive, or the game will eat your character. The graphics are awesome. I love the Tim Burton style and the creepy Victorian feel. I bought this game at the Christmas sale, and I recommend you do the same.
That was very dramatic.
It was.
Like, I kind of want to know what happened. Are they still alive? Did they find a volleyball and turn it into Wilson? What happened?
What happened to the sister?
Exactly. Oh my god. I have another review. It's a 10 out of 10. And maybe it's not as dramatic at first, but it gets a little dramatic later.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, "Don't Starve gives no tutorial. It punishes every mistake and hardly rewards you when you do good. In other words, It is a, I think they meant roguelike.
Roguelike, yeah.
Yeah. No, a brilliant survival adventure roguelike with a spoofing art style and sound. Everything can kill you. Nothing is easy, and the world keeps throwing horrifying monsters and other dangers. It never feels unfair. You can kill the monsters, you can get out of the traps, and that's not all. There are 5 other characters to unlock who all have their own set of powers, stats, and personalities. And I must say, the characters are so well made that they feel like real people. But that's just survival mode. Here's where it gets a little bit dramatic. There's a hidden door somewhere in the world, a doorway to adventure. What lies beyond is a set of 5 extremely difficult levels that does everything in its power to stop you from reaching the next level. It may sound hard, impossible even, but it is the only way to unlock the last 2 characters and to find Maxwell. The game is still receiving regular content patches. Everything above will improve in every way. TLDR, Don't Starve is hard, but fair. With tons of content, I highly recommend it to all fans of the survival genre. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a game that, like, if you mess up, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it for a long time that you messed up.
And I think what a lot of people complain about is that the way you learn how to progress is by trial and error. And that means if you make a mistake, so you have to start over. And yeah. A lot of people get frustrated by that because, you know, it's like you make it 3 days into the game and you're dead because a pack of hounds found you or your sister died.
Yeah. Well, because so, it's like with permadeath, nobody loves permadeath.
Yeah.
Like, it's either you're okay with it or you absolutely despise it.
Exactly. Well, it makes the game so hard and you feel like you can't beat it.
It also makes it you're more desperate to try to stay alive. Because, I mean, like, if you've been alive through till winter time, you don't want to just be like one little like mistake and then lose everything that you've got.
Yes. Because that's what happens. I mean, you die and you lose every item. And the thing is, you die, but you turn into a ghost.
That's in Oh, no, you do turn into a ghost, yeah.
You turn into a ghost and, I mean, if you find some items, you can spawn a back totem to life. Yeah. But it's not even easy dying in this game.
It's not even easy to be dead.
But yeah, I mean, and the adventure mode, that doorway to adventure, that's really cool. Because, I mean, the game itself, you know, there's a bigger story behind it, but you don't see the whole story in front of you unless you go into this doorway to adventure, which is a door that you find somewhere in that map, and as you go through the levels you kind of know and find out a little bit more about Maxwell and why your character is there. But it's still the same mechanics, is still trying to survive.
Right. See, I've never found it. I've never traveled deep enough into the game to find the story, because I was always just enjoying not dying.
I did, but I think I only lived for like 3 days because it's way harder. It's way harder than the game, honestly.
Right.
Like, you start off in winter and you know, I start to death.
Oh.
So what happens is you can start this, and when you die, you go back to the other world. So you can go back inside if you want, but you lose every item you had. So you have kind of have to start over. You have to start from scratch. Yeah. Also, like, the game has a co-op mode, which, well, it's not a co-op mode. It's actually another game called Don't Starve Together. And I think it's way more fun.
I feel like they've put more work into, at least when I last played it, they had more stuff in the multiplayer than the original Don't Starve.
Probably, yeah. They keep adding stuff, though, which is great.
Yeah, to both, because the new Don't Starve, like, it has a whole new Hamilton pack, or Hamlet pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hamlet. That would be a musical, and it would be really cool. It has, like, so much work put into the characters and the art, because every character has their own personality and, like, different abilities to play.
They do.
So that makes it more fun. I mean, I love Wilson, though. I always end up playing with Wilson, whose ability is to grow a magnificent beard.
Yeah. It's the only survival game that I know of where you can grow a beard. So.
Maybe it's not that realistic, or, you know, for our friend Dwight over here, but it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, and I mean, I personally love the Tim Burton style. I got the game because of that. Because I was like, oh my god, I love this. But it's really good. And it's really simple. I mean, I'm not saying that the game is simple, but it's a good solution. Also, I mean, not just the art when it comes to the visuals, but also the sound, because they have a lot of characters, right?
Coming up
with a voice for each character would be a lot of effort, a lot of money. And what they do is just, I mean, it's a sound. The way they talk is just, you read it, but you hear just a sound like a wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Kind of like Charlie Brown's parents.
Yeah.
And that's brilliant, because I was thinking about it today, because I was playing it a little bit. And if you try to picture a voice for each character, it would sound way too dramatic. Like a voice from Maxwell, it would sound like a really bad written cartoon villain. I find it very effective when you can just explain a game that simply. It's like, okay, you spawn in a world, and all you have to do is just survive. And that's it. Because, I mean, you have to explore it and try to do it yourself.
Well, I always played as Willow.
You do.
I always chose Willow because she has her lighter and she has her teddy bear.
That's so cute.
And when she gets really stressed, she'll set things on fire.
She does.
Fire
is a very important element in the game.
It is.
I remember the first time I played it, I died the first night because I didn't know how to start a fire.
Yeah.
So I get it that some people get frustrated by it. I've seen some people have over 600 hours invested in this game. And I guess those people don't get bored.
That is one thing that I have seen a lot of people complain about. It is repetitive, but it's like you said, it is all trial and error.
Well, that's the mechanic of the survival games in general.
Yeah.
You just have to die a lot of times. Can you win this game?
I don't believe so. I mean,
that's another complaint a lot of people had. It was that there's not enough rewards, and I get it. I mean, everything starts trying to kill you. The reward is life. I think if you keep exploring, which is very good.
Yeah.
I think if you keep exploring, though, you find out more stuff that make it worth it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm the kind of person that plays it safe. And then sometimes I set the whole world on fire, like I did when we played Don't Starve Together. but if you do that, it's really slow and it could get boring.
Yeah.
That's the only negative thing I could find.
Yeah, that was pretty much that all I ever saw, too, was people talking about just the game was repetitive if you were the kind of person that did want more reward from it or more story.
Yeah. I like Don't Starve Together better because it's, you lose focus on the game itself, and it's about cooperating with someone, and, you know, it doesn't get as repetitive or as boring.
Yeah, that is true. Because usually it was me trying to tell you.
Don't
me trying to warn
chest,
you.
We will die.
Don't touch that thermometer. We will die.
Exactly, but you know, it's you have to explore. You have to die to figure out stuff.
That's how you do. You just send your kids out and they just gotta die and they'll learn. And then you were upset. You got upset.
But you know, I love playing co-op with you. I know you hate it, but it's fun.
It is fun. It's fun.
Well, I think we're done with this game.
Is there anything you would like to add?
No. It's just that it's been a while since I played it, and I played it again now, and honestly, I do enjoy it. It's a fun game. It's a really good game.
It is a fun game.
It kind of makes me want to play Oxygen Not Included.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll leave that for another time.
Another time. Another episode.
Another episode.
What games would you like us to play next? What games would you recommend? What games would you not recommend?
If you enjoyed this episode, let us know. Follow us on Twitter at Out of the Sandbox. And join us for our next episode where we'll be talking about Life is Strange.